You're listening to a story from WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Just weeks before the presidential election, state lawmakers haven't changed state law to let counties start processing ballots before November 3rd. It's known as pre-canvassing, and it's something county election directors have been asking for since April. WITF's Emily Previty reports they say the change would speed up the vote count, a critical factor in combating efforts to undermine results in the Commonwealth, a swing state.
Counties spent days or even weeks counting ballots after the June primary. Since then, some have bought equipment such as envelope openers to try to cut time. That should help, according to Jonathan Marks, Deputy Secretary for Elections and Commissions in the Pennsylvania Department of State.
I really think it's going to be a matter of days. It's certainly not going to be weeks.
Marks spoke on a recent episode of WITF Smart Talk, joining Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar to discuss voting with host Scott Lamar. About halfway through the show...
Now, we have a phone call, and this is unsolicited. I will say this as a disclaimer. Representative Garth Everett, who is chairman of the House State Government Committee, was listening and decided to call in. Representative Everett, are you there on the line?
I am, Scott. Thank you. And good morning, Secretary and Deputy Secretary.
Good morning, Representative.
The Lycoming County Republican began by praising the DOS officials, then moved on to recent developments, like the state Supreme Court ruling that upheld restrictions on circumstances under which a ballot can be dropped off by someone besides the voter.
This sudden concern about who's dropping off mail-in ballots may be a little bit misplaced after you've gone through the whole process to get a mail-in ballot in the first place.
After a couple minutes, Scott interjected.
Counties want to start counting ballots before the election. That would take legislative action. Will they get that legislative action?
You'll have to call the leadership in the Senate. House Bill 2626 is over in the Senate. Senate's in this week.
Everett noted his House Bill 2626 would make that change, but only three Democrats voted for it, and a veto pledge from Governor Wolf followed. That was more than a month ago. Wolf and others, including Buchvar, are now calling for a bill focused on pre-canvassing.
At this point in the game, it's critical that we eliminate all the disputed things. And I think, you know, Chairman Everett knows and we know that, you know, 90% of that bill that he referenced are disputed.
Everett acknowledged the final product might not be exactly what DOS wanted, but says the House did act on these issues.
It's my hope that the Senate will act on those, this week.
That didn't happen. Instead, session ended without any related public discussion, and Everett's bill is parked in committee as it has been since September 9th. Party leadership's been putting out the same message. There are discussions, just out of the public eye. Some say the latest sticking point is protocol for securing drop boxes and ballots and monitoring pre-canvassing. Democrats are okay with changing the law to incorporate DOS guidance that counties generally follow already, but they refuse the stricter rules Republicans want. Other specifics are not being shared, and that's leaving interested parties guessing at what, if anything, is going on. Lisa Schaefer is executive director of the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania.
We've talked with stakeholders. I'm not sure the discussion, and again, I'm speculating here because it's very hard to tell, but I'm not sure the discussions are organized even enough to be part of at this point.
Schaefer says there's still time to change pre-canvassing to help counties, but the window's closing for other election process elements like drop box security or counting naked ballots that stakeholders might want in exchange for their support. Most other states have already made changes in response to the vote-by-mail surge without this much partisan gridlock, according to Michael Lattner. He's a political science professor at California Polytechnic State University and a senior fellow with the Union of Concerned Scientists Center for Science and Democracy.
Pennsylvania finds itself, in some respects, the worst of all worlds, having expanded vote-by-mail application and making it easier for people to apply to vote by mail. But then the legislature failed to actually account for the surge of mail ballots that will be coming in.
He says that means voters have less time to correct issues that could invalidate their ballots on technicalities, a scenario that disproportionately impacts people of color. The stakes also are high in Pennsylvania due to the electoral votes in play, the 44,000 vote margin in the last presidential contest, and the resulting onslaught of lawsuits, some of which still could alter foundational voting procedures mere weeks from Election Day. Lattner says the only other states where lawmakers have fumbled quite as badly as in Pennsylvania are fellow battleground states, Michigan and Wisconsin.
That's really the trifecta of tragedy, if you will, for this election, because they know that it's going to be a close electoral vote. They have the greatest incentive to put in place protections for voters to ensure that every eligible vote is counted, and they really have done the least.
In each state, legislatures are controlled by one party and governors are of another. Lattner says that's basically gridlock by design, but there's more at play.
Legislatures are being pressured by the national political parties to further restrict voting and restrict voting eligibility in an attempt to shape the electorate. And you don't see this in other states where, even in competitive states.
Pennsylvania lawmakers are due back October 19th. I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg.
Results from the November 3rd election in Pennsylvania and across the country likely won't be known for days. The counting of ballots continues after election night most years. This year's expected surge in mail-in ballots means election offices will need extra time to tally all the votes. As that occurs, some candidates may call for the counting to end and for themselves to be declared the winner. However, winners will be decided when all the votes are counted. That's the American election system at work.